You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, Chelle.
Hey, Stacy.
You want to know something?
Tell me.
Whenever I'm going for a second piece of cake.
Second piece?
I'm like, my mind is telling me no. But my body's telling me yes.
Play that track, Jess.
Please.
I'm single.
Stacey.
Hey, Chelsea.
It's episode 21.
Are we going to the bar?
We're going to go to the club.
And I'm not going to drink.
You're going to drink.
But I just want to dance.
You're going to drink.
No,
when you're
dance.
21, you're definitely going to drink.
Yeah, when I was 21, I definitely
drinking.
Did some drinking. Because I had waited till...
You waited till you were 21.
Yeah, I did. And then, so... The pack that we came up with, and I really don't drink, like, anymore. I'll have, like, a Blue Moon once in a Blue Moon.
Blue Moon's good, though.
Ah, orange slices. So the goal was, or no, the pact was, since I was everyone's DD, I was just like, okay, when I turn 21, everyone that I've driven owes me a fifth. And I had a stocked bar until I graduated college the following year. Man.
When I was in college, the restaurant I worked at lit on fire, and they had to throw away all the liquor that was open, and we threw it away in the trunk of my car.
Oh my gosh, we'll recycle it.
I was like, no, you don't want to throw away all these glass. That's not safe.
Right.
Let me, I'll dispose of that with you. And people would come over, we would open up. My dad came over, and he's like, you have a full bottle of Crown. And we're all like, yeah, we don't like Crown. Because we're dumb little freaking 21-year-olds.
Remember we went to that crappy club and none of us wanted to be there, and we huddled in the bathroom. We're like, this is what we're gonna do. Chelsea's gonna finish her drink. Chelsea, we're all gonna come out of the bathroom. Chelsea, you're gonna come out and you're gonna pretend like you threw up, and then we have to take you home. So instead, yes, we can go to a better bar.
So we can just go to a better bar
and leave the people that we met up with behind.
Like, yeah, we don't want to hang out with you.
You can't sit with us. You can't sit with us.
You're, like, really pretty. So you agree.
You think you're pretty.
You think you're really pretty.
My breath smells bad when I get up in the morning. Ew.
Ew. I have, like, ridiculous pores.
Oh, my God. I asked Chels, how was Sunday?
Oh, the benefit for my dad. Thank you for asking. Actually, it was really good. Stacy did drop by. It was really, really successful. We had a surprising amount of people show up.
Yay. And thank you all for those of you that came out. There were a handful of you.
50 gift baskets to raffle off that were donated. 50. 50.
Aww.
So that's an amazing thing in and of
itself.
All those
baskets were amazing.
There was one basket that was literally like $100 worth of straight up fifths. Like, it was...
I saw that. I was like, dang.
Yeah, that one had the most raffle tickets.
I'm like, whoever's having their family Christmas party
like,
in that
it's
way.
Stocked.
There you go.
Stocked. And then we gave away some... We had Lions and Red Wings tickets donated.
My.
And... something with golf. I have no idea what it was. I'm very good.
Were there plaid shorts?
No, I think it was like there was like a tournament, like a big tournament coming in. You get to like walk around and follow them or something like that.
Because that's what you do at a golf tournament.
That is
you literally walk around
and follow them. You pick the person you're following and you follow them
right?
the whole time.
You, I follow you.
I choose you.
And then that's how they made Twitter.
I followed him.
Now what?
Oh, he followed me. Oh, no. That's weird now.
I guess I can't talk about him all the time because I didn't tag him because I was nervous.
Oops. Oh, he's turned the other way. Let's follow him again.
Oh, I was like, oops. I'm like, you did it again? Did you play with their heart?
Oops. I did it again till my heart got lost in this game of baby.
So, but yeah, Sunday was good.
Yeah, no, Sunday was really successful. My dad was very overwhelmed by the amount of support and love that was given. Yeah, it was awesome. It couldn't have gone better.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend, Stace?
Gosh, what was my weekend? It was good. I am getting a niece.
Yeah, officially.
She's due December 4th. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they're doing some baby shower stuff and whatnot this weekend. They're in California, so just like getting stuff together. I'll be spending Christmas out there. Yay!
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So, as the person that adores snow, it's going to be different because I'll be like, there isn't snow.
There's not snow here. Let's be real. It was 70 yesterday.
Isn't that bananas?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Daddy, I want snow.
I do like snow. I run hot. I'm a very hot person.
Oh, girl. I know. I'm looking at you.
I'm a very hot person. No, I run hot. I prefer.
I run hot.
I want it to be like in words, Chelsea.
When you're hot,
when you're so hot, it's just hard to talk.
You know?
No, but if it's 100 degrees outside in the middle of summer, I have the air conditioning on, like, and a fan going because I want it to be cold in my room because I would rather have it be cold and then blankets than be...
Yeah, you can always put on more layers.
Right, or just cuddle
cold and so cold in her.
Why is this not opening?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I really want to talk about our sponsor. But my sponsor link is not opening.
Oh, no. Oh gosh, can we free it? Can we go?
We can freestyle it. Okay. I don't know the phone number though. That's the problem.
Oh no.
Support for Reasons Why I'm Single is brought to you by Thrivent Financial. I'm sure anybody who listens to the show could probably tell this better than we do.
And they were also sponsors.
They were also sponsors of my dad's fundraiser, which is amazing. Again, I can't thank them enough.
Fantastic.
They are really just very good people. 2.3 million people are helped by Thrivent every day to help figure out their finances and what's going on, you know, preparing themselves for retirement and, you know, the time when you actually get to, like, hang out with your significant other and go to Paris and...
Paris.
Ooh, Paris.
Oui, mon chéri.
This is the worst sponsor ever.
All right. So,
we made an agreement that right before we even started the show that we were going to do scripted sponsor things because we've listened to other people do them and they get really awkward really quick. And all of a sudden, we're talking about Thrivent in Paris.
Right. So, let's try it again. So, Reasons Why I'm Single is sponsored by Thrivent Financial, where they help family and friends connect great things for their good.
Yes.
Thrivent Financial helps out how many people?
Like 2.3 million
people. So these are the
2.3 million families, I think.
2.3 million families. So families more than just one person.
Yes.
And it helps them just connect with their goals and all of that good stuff and just being able to map out their financial future for the best. For more reasons, please feel free to go online and look up Thrivent Financial and you can look up Don Lyon or Pat Klenner. Yay!
Okay, that was good, Stacey.
Yes! You know what's going to happen. Now we're going to find it. We're going to be like, man.
I know. I still can't find it. I don't know why the link didn't open. That's a bummer.
Oh, but it's okay. They were great. I mean, on Sunday.
No, they were amazing.
Case in point. Okay. They were there on Sunday.
The fact that they sponsor our show and the fact that they found out what was going on and they sponsored what's going on with my dad, that was amazing.
Yeah.
So I can't really show how much we appreciate Thrivent. Thrivent appreciates all of you. If you have questions about your finances, get a hold of them. Man, I really can't find it. That's awful.
I mean, but we did it.
It's fine. Okay.
So glad we made it.
Look how far we've come now, baby.
Is that the next line?
Yeah.
I was talking to one of my bosses and we're like, looks like we made it. That's all we both know.
They said, I bet. They'll never make
it. That's what that's from?
Yes.
You're still...
But it looks like we're holding on.
Is that Shania?
We're still together.
That's that song? I had no idea. Take it to the chorus.
You're still the one. You're still the one I run to. The one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life.
You're still the one.
You're still the one that I love. The only one I dream of.
You're still the one I kiss.
Good night. You're still the one.
Where is Shania?
Shania.
Shania.
She's in Canada. That's where she's from. That's...
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, she's from Canada.
Man. Yeah, is she still putting out hits?
I don't think so. Oh, we got a caller.
We have
Okay. Bring that caller on. He knows how it goes. He knows well enough that he knows we don't know how to do this.
We're not professionals at night.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
So hello, from the wonderful West Coast.
Hey.
How is it over there?
It is right now. I think today we had like 94.
I hate you.
Well, I love you. So
I hate your weather reporting skills because I asked for it. It's fine.
So the wonderful guest that we have on the phone today is the one and only awesome person calling in from the West Coast. That is Los Angeles, California. It is Jared.
How's it going, Jared?
Hello.
We miss you.
Yeah.
For those of you who listen to our show all the time, he was on episode 2 or 3. We're not sure. I think it was 3.
Was it 3?
I think it's 3.
Aww. Look at Jared knows.
Aww.
You're so great, Jared.
So for those of you that don't know, Jared is my best friend. We've been best friends for, oh my goodness,
since I was forever. That's from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to tell you.
I didn't know Shania. I'm already sad. But Jared and I have been besties since high school. And fun fact, I'll be spending Christmas in California this year. So I'll be seeing my biological brother. I mean, we're close as well. And I'll be seeing Jared, who is just my brother.
I gotta just talk to Jared and be like, hey, because my friend Bree just moved out to LA.
Hey,
and
Bri.
She's like, hey, I want to. Yeah, Bree. You know Bree.
Oh, Bree.
Yeah. And
she's no Dristy.
But no, she's like, oh my gosh, you have to come visit. And I'm like, I actually think I'm going to. So I'll let you know when I do,
yeah.
Jared.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
I know, right?
I'll be there.
Just look over your shoulders, Jared.
Yes.
How
far? Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name.
I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Okay. Yes.
Enough. We're doing the choir clap in the studio. So before we get into some stories, Chelsea, we got some.
Yeah,
stuff
we got to do the fake name letter of the day.
So the fake name letter of the day is what we use to save the shade. So instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day, so that all the names start with that letter. So that
there's
those
not very
that
many
guilty,
papers left in here.
I know, right? So that those that are guilty of the stories we are going to tell of, that we won't use their actual.
Basically, we don't want to embarrass people. And if people are listening, we don't want them to be like, hey, you called me out on a podcast. Not cool.
Right. Even though that has happened before, but I'm just like, I didn't say your name. So, Chelsea.
I pulled one out.
What is the fake name letter of the day?
The fake name letter of the day is V.
Ooh.
Va-va-voo.
Can you give us some examples of some names that start with the letter V?
Victoria.
Ooh!
Okay, I always wanted whenever
that's my mother's name. I can't use that one.
Well, that's fine. There we go. I saved it. When I was little, and my cousin Megan and I used to play. My cousin, her name's Megan for real.
I mean Vegan.
She and I used to play house. I always wanted to be Vicky, short for Victoria.
Interesting.
So
you're gonna be on a soap opera.
I'm gonna take that name right off the list because I like it.
Listen, so like names that I like. Whenever you're like, oh, maybe if I have a son or a daughter, I'd like this name. I made sure when we made some of these lists,
yeah,
I kept some of those names off.
Vince.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's good.
Yay.
That's enough. I'm so glad you're here, Jared. I miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you guys, too.
Aww. If you were here, we'd be go drinking afterwards.
I mean, I'd drive.
Well, of course. Kind of what I do.
The last time we went out afterwards, Jared's just like, okay, I have to take Grandma home. And they're like, your grandma? And I'm like, that's me.
Wow.
But Jared, so last time we spoke to you,
you were in a situationship. How's that going?
Situationship is now finished.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you happy about that? Are you sad? No,
I'm happy.
All right,
I don't want to waste people's time.
No, you know, I get that.
It's the right thing to do.
Right?
No, I get that.
We're grown. We got things to do.
Right. If I like you, I like you. If I don't like you,
tell
bye.
Them, boy. Bye.
All right. So I know you're a dater. tell me
of course.
A dating story.
I was like, I was going to play it off like, oh, if you have one, do you have a dating story?
No, he has like 7 just from this week.
Oh, I have a million dating stories.
Oh my
God.
See,
he has a million. That's not even me making a bad thing.
I am a serial dater.
Yes.
I love to date.
He likes Fruit Loops, Captain Crunch.
Hey, my mother taught me this thing. She says, you have to date to find out what you like and what you don't like.
Absolutely.
And if you find the right one, then you'll know.
Yay. And then it'll be like, bam, that's it.
And I'll be a bridesmaid.
Uh-huh. Lock that shit.
And you know what?
I
will not be a bridesmaid, but I will be taking advantage of the open bar at your wedding.
Of course you're going to be the open bar.
Stacey can stand up there and have all that response. Be like, I'm going to show up looking really hot and just get super party.
That's all I asked for.
That's what, right, exactly.
I think the agreement was, I mean, of course, it can always change, but if I was in Jared's bridal party, then I'm wearing a tux. Is that still true?
No, you're a lady, so you wear a dress.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
And if my wife doesn't like that, that sucks for her, because that's only wearing married.
My wedding proposal, marriage proposal comes with an addendum.
Of course.
I'm in the background. Hi!
But no, you got to do it where, like, Stacey wears, like, a black dress that goes with the guy's tuxes, and then the girls all wear a different
dress.
Yeah, but
black's not really for weddings. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
Yeah, but if she's on the groom's side, you want it to be, like, with the groom's things, and then the girls.
She's going to be on the lady's side.
Oh, she's...
I can't ever be on the guy's side. That'd just be really weird.
I don't think that... I think people do that now.
Oh, I have no idea.
I had no idea either.
Well,
I mean, you know, well, we can cross that road.
I was going to say, we've got time.
You're not even in a relationship. You're not even in a situationship.
That you.
Yeah, I was about to say. All right, tell me about a date. Give it to us good.
Oh, okay.
Give us a name. Starts with a V.
Oh, Vivian. The first thing that came to my mind. Oh.
Yes, Vivian. That's Angie's mom's
evil of a name.
It is an amazing.
So I met this lovely, lovely lady, Vivian, at a bar.
Oh.
By the way, this is kind of like a little bit older story.
Ooh,
but, I like it.
That's fine.
It's a classic. An oldie but a goodie.
Oh, yeah. So I met this girl, Vivian, at the bar. Her and I, you know, got off well. And it was going well, you know.
Hey, how
back
are
and
you?
Forth,
hi,
we made out. And I'm like, yeah, let's hang out again.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah, let's do this. I'm like, hey, did we get German? Do you want me to pick you up? Or do you want to meet me? And she's like, oh, come pick me up. She said, perfect.
Ooh, classic for sure.
You know what? A lot of girls don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore.
Me neither.
What?
Let a guy pick me up at the house.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was just saying, that's like very brave of her. That's all. Not like I, I mean, I know you. You're not going to be a creeper.
Right, Jared's a good guy.
But she doesn't know you.
Of course.
You don't know me.
Then why would you make out with a stranger then? You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Okay, fair.
You can put a mouth in my mouth and then you won't let me pick you up. That's just weird.
Your mouth's on my mouth. I'm
We're
picking
really close
you up.
Now.
I'm picking you up. All right, Vivian
just
wants
there.
To be picked
she
up.
My last name at that point.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Man, well, this is progressing.
So I also, at this time, had an old truck. It was a 1980 E2000, which is like older than I am. And it was really cool, though. I love it because it's a single bench now. So
yeah.
Like,
aw.
Slide on over.
Or just take a sharp turn. Oh, there you are.
Hey, oops. Sorry.
I mean, it only had one seatbelt, you know, across the whole thing. I'm like,
nice.
Fuck up in together.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
I go to pick her up at her place.
Okay.
And, you know, I get out, bang on the door, you know, cause I'm nice like that.
Nice, right? Yeah. You're not going to beep the horn.
She comes out, and I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go. She's like, okay, cool. So she sees my truck, and she goes, oh, do you mind if we take my car?
Whoa.
And I'm like, well, you from my truck? She's all like, well, I mean, I'm all dressed up, and you're all dressed up. Like, would it be better if we show up my new car?
No.
Whoa. And I'm all like, oh, I agree. So I said, okay, no problem.
Wow.
Let me go park my truck.
Jeez.
So I go to park my truck. Instead of me parking my truck, I drove home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would have done the same thing. I'm sorry. That is so... No. You know, up until the car I just got just now, and I did. I bought it. It's brand new, and I'm
Yay.
So excited. I
She's
love
pretty.
It. She's super pretty. She's Ford Focus.
Hey.
Love her. But up until that point, I didn't have a car that had a year that started with a 2. I literally just bought, I had a Jeep, and then I had an Eagle Vision.
Yes.
And I was like, if you're going to judge me on the car, you know what? I have a car.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm like, I'm still paying for the date. That means I can afford a better place to go out.
Right. I don't have payments, you jerk.
That's what happened with the last date that you told us about. The girl was like asking
She's
about,
like,
you know,
what kind
of car
do you
drive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Superficial. Heifers.
Super.
Welcome to LA dating.
Yeah, That's true.
Man, we'll keep praying.
But that was really funny. And then she called me up and she's like, hey, have you found parking yet? I'm like, oh, no, I'm still looking. And she's all like, oh, okay. So, I mean, I'll give you a call when I'm done. And so I found parking at my place.
Oh, my gosh.
I get out. And I'm like, I found parking. She's like, oh, perfect. She's like, well, do you want me to come pick you up? I said, oh, no, look at my place.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to judge me on the truck I drive, then there's no reason why you and I should ever go on a date.
Man. Good for you, though, man. See, this is the point where I would be too nice. Like, I want to play a big game and talk like, oh, yeah, I'd be like, sure, I'll park the car, drive home. I'd be like, and then I parked my car.
Just like, I'm grown. I don't have to take this. Okay, I got to go. I'm walking up to the front door.
I want to pretend like I have game, but I don't.
I'm sorry, but I ain't got time for that.
No, I get that. Nobody has time for that.
No, good.
That's so
rude. It was entertaining.
Yeah, no, that's epically irritating.
So what happens, first of all, has a woman ever offered to pick up a guy?
I had to pick up a guy on a date. Joe, the one guy who came in.
Yeah.
As the guest, his car was broken like a week before. Oh. And so I had to go pick him up. And he basically was like, so yeah, I really want to do this date thing. My car's in the shop. And then it was like kind of a silence. And then I was like, well, I mean, I guess I can pick you up. He's like, great. Can you pick me up from work? And I was
like, two birds with one stone. I got to ride home in a date.
And I was like, I guess so.
That'll work.
So it happens.
Yeah. I mean, oh my, I picked a girl up once. And let's say her name is, God, they're Vixen. I don't know. There's
Vixen. That's fine.
Name.
Vixen. Was she a
I'm
Vixen?
I'm going Vixen.
Vixen. I like
and,
it.
I picked her up. Is that a reindeer? And it's the date just went so bad. So she's like, I'm ready to go home. I said, perfect. I'm calling you an Uber. I'm like, I'm not driving home. I'm sorry. But...
Hey, you know what, though? You called the Uber, and that means you were willing to pay for the Uber. Like, yeah.
That's real.
I'm like, oh. I'm like,
bye.
That was a good one. Because I know me, I need a drink after this. And that's exactly what I told her.
Man.
What? The conversation was terrible.
Yeah, no,
well,
that's no good.
There it is. Yes. If you can't keep up, then sorry.
You gotta go. No, I'm just gonna go park the car. I should just say that for everything. Like, I'll be in the middle of a restaurant, it won't be working out, and I'll just be like, no, I just gotta go park my car.
I used to say that, like, in college at parties or wherever. I'd be like, oh, I left my car outside, I'm gonna go check on it. They'd be like, okay, and then I'd leave.
Yeah, she went outside to check on her car. Except there was that one party we went to in downtown Detroit where somebody's car got broken into, and then we really did go check on your car like 7 times.
Oh, yeah. We went to Plan B because it was Plan B.
Wait. There's a place called Plan B.
There was a place called Plan B, and it was our we wanted to go to. We had a bar
in mind.
Yeah, so that's where we're like, Plan B is Plan B. Because I remember this guy came up to me and goes, what's your name is? I said, excuse me. And he said, what's your name is, boo? What's your name? I went, no. And I walked away. I was like, no, can't do this.
Hey, Jared, are you going to stick around with us for a little bit?
Sure, let's do this.
Yes! Yay! Okay, we have a teeny bit of business that we're going to go through.
Oh, yeah!
So,
business first.
Yeah, hey, that's how we
that's
do
how
it.
Mullet's
party
work.
In the back.
Exactly. So next week, we have a special guest. We're going to have two guests in the studio, and they actually own Bombshell Bridal over in St. Clair Shores. So it's going to be Amy and Amanda. Hey. They are fabulous girls.
Yes.
And this coming up Wednesday, having a bridal fashion show.
Woo!
What is really cool about this is it's actually a plus-size bridal fashion show.
Hey!
They are a very special group of ladies, and all the dresses that are normally in bridal shops are very small. Mm-hmm. And these women who have curves can't try on the dresses, and the women literally will be like, well, you just have to imagine it on you.
That's rude.
Yeah,
rude.
That's what I'm saying. And so these girls actually had that happen to them. So they came and they were like, no, I'm going to make a business where every woman can be comfortable. And they do bridesmaid dresses too.
Yes.
And so you get, nobody has to be uncomfortable. Everybody gets to feel comfortable and beautiful. So at the bridal fashion show this coming up Wednesday, I got asked to be a model.
Whoa!
So, hey.
I'm a model.
And it's free to go. So we want everybody to come out and support these lovely ladies from Bombshell Bridal and me. Come see me in wedding dresses. I got to try on these dresses last week, and literally I walked in and I was like, man, I gotta get me like a serious boyfriend or something because I look good.
One of our past guests, isn't she?
Yes, yeah. Stacy.
Ah, no, it was a different guest. I don't remember her name, though. Ah, started with an L. Ah.
Lynette. Nope, that's my aunt.
Anyways, we'll think of her name by the end of the show.
We will. But she's also going to be in it. It's a good thing your name's Stacy.
Right? Thanks for thinking of me first.
Anyway, so those girls are going to come back, and they're actually going to, like, talk about Black Friday specials and all that stuff for, you know, because they're going to have dresses that are going out of season and that they can't order anymore, so they'll have things that you can buy. But they're going to come in next week. We're going to talk about it. But I wanted to make sure we got the plug for the fashion show. It's free to the public. If you know somebody who's getting married, tell them about it.
Yes.
It's Wednesday, November 16th at Lakeland Manor, 26211 Harper Avenue in St. Clair Shores. And it's from 7 to 9 p.m. And there's going to be hors d'oeuvres and deliciousness. Ooh. And it's going to be awesome. And you get to see me in wedding dress, which according to my mom.
Joellen. That was her name.
That was it.
Joellen.
She got it.
There's an L in it.
Which according to my mom is, I may as well go to this. It'd be nice to see you in a dress at some point.
That's something my mother would say as well.
But I'm really excited. And the ladies are shown off very nicely.
Oh, well, good.
So let me tell you guys what.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you're fine. No. What's up?
Next segment will be sponsored by this. Not sponsored, but our big winner from.
Oh, yes. We can do that too if you want to do that.
Sure.
Now.
Let's take care of our business.
Angie made us a gift basket last week,
yay,
and a bunch of people shared our post and liked our page, and we're so thankful. Thank you for the support, guys.
Yay.
And the winner was
Nicole
M, right? Nicole M.
Yes.
So, and I'm. Got the basket.
It was the wine and cheese basket.
But it is the wine and cheese basket.
Yes.
So I'm going to give it to Stacy. Stacy's going to get it to you.
Yay.
So congratulations.
Woo. We're thanks so excited.
Yeah. I know, right?
Tell Nicole she wants some company. I love wine.
Hey, Jared.
I will pass it along.
Stacy says very politely. Love it. Okay, so let me tell you guys what happened this week.
Uh-oh.
I had a date. I think I even said last week I was looking forward to it because I might not have said it on air. I don't know. I say a lot of things.
Like, I don't remember you saying
so
that.
So I've been talking to this guy for a couple weeks. His name is Van Gogh.
Ooh, is he artsy?
No.
Does he have both of his ears currently?
Yes, he does. So I was really excited to meet him because he has really good grammar on his messages. And I know I'm such a dork.
And then, you know what you want.
Right?
What's your name is, boo? That's why it didn't work out.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. What's your name is, no.
No.
My name is nothing.
I have nothing, nothing, nothing.
So, and then in his pictures, he had really straight teeth. These are very simple things that I look for.
Someone said I had a nice smile like last week, and I had 4 years of braces with a palate spreader, two retainers. I am very thankful when I get compliments on my smile.
Yes. So we decide that we're going to meet at Dragon Mead.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, over at 696 in Grossbeck.
Yeah!
So...
they got those awesome fries, don't they?
Yeah. All the flavored fries and all that stuff. So
Dragon Mead.
I got salt and pepper waffle fries.
Salt and pepper.
In effect. Want you to push it back.
Sorry. So you went to Dragon Mead.
So we go to Dragon Mead. Well, I'm on my way to Dragon Mead, and all of a sudden, I realize that I'm actually very excited because we've been talking for like 2 weeks. I'm very excited to meet this guy, and I'm so nervous that I pull over into a bar. I go inside and I get a shot of tequila.
Whoa!
I just needed to chill out for a second.
Hey, that's called liquid courage.
Thank you. There you go. Well, so I get to the other bar and I text him that I'm there, and I guess he pulled up like right after me, and he looks like his picture.
Hey. How tall was he?
He's taller than me. He's not much taller than me, though. Like, I would say maybe 5'7".
Okay.
Totally fine with that.
What shoes did you wear?
Sneakers.
Like, stay safe, like, no matter what. I may go for a 2-mile walk, so let me wear my tennis shoes.
I wore my black, like, sneakers. I was comfortable. I wanted to be comfortable. And so I gave him a hug, like, right off the bat, and we sat down. There wasn't really many people in the bar because it was Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
There you go. And,
Always on a I feel like you go out on dates on Tuesdays just for me.
No,
to sing the
I go
weekend.
On dates on Tuesdays because that's when I'm actually available.
I mean, or you do it for me,
I'm a workaholic. It's ridiculous. I do it for you, Stacey. I changed my mind. It's all for you. It's all for you. If you really want it. It's for you too, Jared.
Yeah.
So we sit down. We start talking. We get going. Everything's going really, really well. We start talking. We order drinks. He orders his first because he's been there a couple times. He knows what beer he wants.
Oh, nice.
And by the time he comes back, I picked this apricot wheat beer, which was so good.
Fancy.
So good.
So freaking good.
So freaking good. And so he orders pork tacos, and I order salt and pepper waffle fries. By the way, if you can hear music in the background, there's people playing music in the lobby.
Because that's nice. No, but they are really nice musicians.
They're really nice people. They're just playing music in the lobby. So
we're trying to sing here. No, I was playing.
This is my moment. Just make it a diva. It's all about me.
Make sure.
So he orders pork tacos. I order the waffle fries. And he's like, you're just getting waffle fries? And then I tell him I'm vegan. Because it doesn't say that on my dating
vegan.
Site. Vegan. Starts with a V. Doesn't say that on my dating site. So I'm like, Van Gogh, I'm vegan. And he's like, what? No. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And I tell him all about the vegan journey that I've been living. And
it's beautiful.
And he's like, how do you even do that? And I was like, I do miss pizza, but I found this really good place, Michigo's pizza, that is really good vegan pizza. And he was like, no, it's not. Really good and vegan pizza don't go together. and I'm like, no, it really is good. And I sat there, I'm like, okay, fine. You know what? I'll take you there. We'll go. It'll be fine. And then he gets his tacos. And he's like, you take a bite of this pork taco, and then I'll go eat some of your shitty vegan pizza.
Dang.
So I took a bite of his taco.
I was going to say, you could bite it and spit it out.
I didn't spit it out. It was really good.
I miss animals.
I was hoping Dave would be here because I feel like he would have been like, I knew it.
Right? You'll never know.
No, it was really good. It had this like creamy sriracha sauce on it. Yeah, it was good. It was really, really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, I hear you, Jared.
Sriracha, you like it hot.
So then we start talking a little bit. I have a tattoo on my forearm, and he said he liked it. And I was like, oh, great, yeah. And I asked him if he had any other tattoos. He had mentioned earlier that he was Jewish. And I was like, oh, wait, no, you're not Jewish.
And he ate pork?
Thank you. So I didn't pick up on that. And I was like, oh, wait, no, you don't have tattoos. You're Jewish. They're not your thing. And he was like, I'm eating pork tacos. It's fine.
Just saying. I like to break boundaries. I'm a renegade.
So I get nervous and I talk just crazy fast. And I'm having a really good time. We end up talking about my grandparents and how my grandpa's a little bit racist, and
I was assigned to his bowling lane on Sunday, and I was like, no. I was like, you're awesome,
no,
but
he's so nice. He just doesn't get that that's not okay, because he lived in on the east side of Detroit. He was a retired fire chief, and his neighbors let him talk like that.
Yeah.
So now he thinks that it's okay, and it's not.
And
he's an old man. He's not going to change. So
my dad's only 60 and he's not going to change. So
then Van Gogh was like, so how's he going to feel when you introduce a Jew? And I was like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, you should probably just prepare yourself. And then I'm like, well, my grandma's German, so.
Dang.
Well, for sure. Isn't it kind of soon to be introducing people to other people's family?
Right. I mean, we kind of jumped a lot of talking about stuff. It was fine, though. It was funny. And he goes, and he's like, so your grandparents are German racists. Great. Great. That's great for a Jewish person. I'm like, no, it'll be fine. Oh, God.
But it was being like fun.
No, it was very fun. It wasn't anything. It was very light and nothing crazy. It was all very funny. And so then he was talking and he almost dropped his beer, but he caught it.
Whoa, good reflexes.
And I said, thank you. That's what I said. And I was like, oh,
we're the same person. Whenever I go on a date, I can send you. When you go on a date, you can send me.
I mean, they might be a little confused, but I'd be like, no,
swap.
Just close your eyes and listen. It's fine. So,
hey, boo. Dang it.
Hi. What's your name is?
But you would say that.
So we go through, and so he catches it, and I'm like, oh man, if that happened to me, that would, that is not how that would go. I am very klutzy. And then sure enough, mind you, this should have been like an hour, right? Usually. Date, first date, get to know you, hour, hour and a half. The whole date was 3.5 hours long. Like, we were sitting there for a while. So, like, an hour in, an hour after I make that random comment about me being a klutz, I am over-gesturing with my hand, knock over my beer, glass shatters, my purse fills with beer.
No! Is your phone okay?
It was in my hand or in my pocket.
Yes! Listen.
So I wasn't even like that. And then I was just, I kept thinking, it was, well, I'm going to have to clean everything in there, so we can keep talking. And then he's like, are you going to go clean your purse? I was like, I mean, I guess. I go in, I open the purse in the bathroom, just glass. Just all this glass is in there.
Like,
and I'm just like, why am I so awkward? Oh, man, ridiculous. But
Jared, do you remember Awkward Turtle?
Yep.
Thank you.
So we go through, we're talking, we're having great fun. All of a sudden, he looks at the clock, and he's like, because it was the election night, the Tuesday, obviously.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. So he kept checking, and I brought up the fact that I voted for Gary, and he voted for Hillary, and, like, we were talking about it, and it was fine, you know?
Yeah.
And I sat there, and he was like, I tell you what, I tell you, because he was saying how Gary's not getting anything, and that's fine, I know Gary wasn't going to win, but he was like, if...
Stick to your views. I know I did.
If he, I was like, if Gary gets 10% in New Mexico or whatever I said, I had something along those lines. I was like, then on our date after the shitty vegan pizza, we're going to go someplace nice and you owe me something pretty.
Dang, y'all just like skipped way ahead. Family Christmas.
Well, like, what do you want? Like a wedding ring?
Right. So in 2 weeks, then we got
trying
engaged.
Trying on bridal dresses.
Man, that's for real.
Grandparents.
I'm just terrifying.
You want something pretty?
No. Something pretty. I don't know.
I need something blue borrowed.
I also said that if Gary got 10%, I wanted something pretty. We all knew Gary wasn't getting 10%.
Gary! What's up, then, Gary?
Ow! So we do all this. We look at the clock. It's like 10 o'clock. We got there at like 6:20.
On the dot, was he in a drop top?
Cruising the lot.
Street. Yeah.
No, Usher? It is street.
Yeah.
Cruising the street. Yeah. I got a real pretty little thing that's waiting for me.
So, what did you do once you realized the clock was at 10?
Well, so we pretty much decided that at that point they had given us water because I smashed my beer, and we went through two of the waters before we were like, okay, maybe these people hate us.
Right, so, like they're trying to close because it's a Tuesday.
And so, no, there were other people there at this point. So, people had showed up. But he, like, accidentally over-poured the water, and it got on the table, and then, like, we're, like, he's splashing me, I'm splashing him. Like, we were acting like 12-year-olds in the fun kind of way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was very sweet. And then we go to leave, and he paid, which was really nice of him.
Hey, what a man, what a man, a good man.
Yes, he is.
Good job, sir. Good job, Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Right. So, you better go.
And then he, like, we went to leave. We parked next to each other. Didn't even realize. Drives a Jeep.
Yeah. I love that he's checked all of my boxes. And I'm like, I hope Chelsea had fun because I had a great time.
Because I like him. And then I gave him a hug. And then he kissed me. And it was like, it wasn't even like a, like, it wasn't awkward at all. It was really.
A kiss where? On the cheek.
No,
the forehead,
no. Oh, no. It was like, it was the lips. It was the lips.
Oh.
It was a good one.
Did you reciprocate?
Yeah.
Well, there's no lie in here.
I can't. I'm too truthful. Oh. So, no, it was awesome. I believe my dumbass, even after we were done kissing for a little bit, when we stopped kissing, I actually verbally said that was awesome because, you know, got to put my foot in my mouth just one more time.
You know, I mean, you put your beer in your purse, your foot in your mouth, you know, just want to make sure all the bases were covered.
Things are going in place.
You get that nice little compliment afterwards.
Hey, yeah, okay, Jared, guy perspective, how much of an ass did I make of myself?
Not much. I love when girls say that after I kiss, and, like, you know, usually you look at their face, and they're like, you know, like, oh my God, that was amazing.
And Jared's, you know, like, you're welcome.
But, you know, you get the verbal awesome, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, son.
That's how I do.
I thought
I mean,
so.
It's like when you like mentally high five yourself in the your head, you're like, yeah, high five yourself.
That's real.
Well, okay. So then after I drive home and I called Stacy because I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell you about this on Thursday. So
and no, she's like, tease. She's, you make me wait.
She's like, this phone call was really worth it then. And but no, so then I got home and I was like, okay, do I not text him or should I maybe text him and just tell him I got home? So I texted him and I'm like, got home safe, had a really good time. Let me know when you want to get some shitty vegan pizza, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Left it out there. And then he responded and we've been like talking, texting ever since. Kind of crazy.
I mean, wait, you have or have not?
No, we have. Like, have.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Yay! 21st episode. Yeah. We made it.
Chelsea
y'all.
Had a good date,
we
guys.
Made it. Good job, sir. Like, no matter what happens, like.
No, good
sir,
job. Thank you for the good date. At
way
the very
to be
least.
A gentleman. Super nice guy. Good job, Van Gogh.
Just as long as he doesn't cut his ear off for you, that's all I'm asking.
What'd you say?
As long as he doesn't cut his ear off for you, that's all I'm asking.
Oh, I do it for you, Chelsea. No, stop.
No, no, please, please put down the knife. No.
Only don't use knives around him or forks.
Right? Nothing, just nothing, nothing emotional. knives and forks are emotional, by the way.
If he says he wants to paint you a portrait, I would be concerned.
Right? No, I had so much fun on this darn date. And yay. So then.
We've been meaning to go back there too, to Dragon Meat.
Yeah. And it was.
What up, Dragon Meat?
Right? Yeah. So, okay, so you are who I went to with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
is there someone else, Chelsea? Is like, there someone else?
I feel like I've been here. I'm like looking around. I'm like, no, maybe I haven't been here. No, I feel like I've been here. I don't know. I was.
No.
Anyway, have you ever been to Dragon Mead, Jared?
What?
Have you ever been to Dragon Mead, that bar around 696 in Grossbeck? Probably not. But
no, I have no idea what it is.
It's a craft beer place. It's really good.
Whoa. Craft beer place.
Whoa. Welcome to Michigan, craft beer.
That's what What's-His-Face used to say, Kyle. Whoa.
Oh,
no, Jared's friend.
Oh, Jared's friend, not Kyle.
Oh, I'm
Vile.
Sorry, Jared's
oh, that's
friend.
Bad.
Virgil. He used to always go, whoa.
Whoa.
Priceless.
All right.
That's how we all talk in California.
oh, my gosh.
So, hey, Stacey. Well, that was, so yeah, anyway, that was my date. And yay. I hope we go out again if we, you know, that would be nice.
Right. No matter what. Good job, sir. Good job.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
You go, Van Gogh.
I had fun.
Yay. So, Charles.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's time for, wait, my brain just blinked.
Okay.
What time is it?
Well, it's not going to be the second or third.
I can't remember how we do the song.
Listen, I know it's the 21st episode. Have you been drinking? You've been drinking.
Diet Coke.
You've been drinking. Oh, you might rent on me.
Mm-hmm.
In Cyberland.
They only drink.
Boop.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Chelsea, so sometimes when doing online dating, you just get your first message from someone. And do you know what we call that? We call it first impressions.
That's how you do it. I have no idea. I was like, first impressions. Nope, lost the song.
All right, we're going to try this again. Ready? It's time for first impressions.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, so we're
going to first impressions.
Right. See, we'll have Jared do it from here on out. Since, you know,
first
someone.
First impressions.
Oh, what were they playing outside? The band outside?
I will want to make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the moment has come. And I know that the time is just right. And straight into your arms I will run. Moon Dance. It's called Moon Dance.
There
I knew I'd
is.
Get there.
Right.
I'm like, I know the words.
She knows Moon Dance, but she doesn't know the freaking intro, the freaking segment on her own show. Whenever I'm done.
You know what? You know what?
Ever since this Van Gogh came into your life, you're going to freaking
on
Dragon Meet without me. Right on a Tuesday. Tuesday is our day, Chelsea.
Stacey needs a moment. I need a moment.
Need a moment.
Okay, so what first impressions are is the random messages I get from guys on the dating site that I'm on. And it's the random things that they say and do. Oh, yeah, we're good. So, okay, the first thing is I found this little, like, graph, and I just wanted to say. So it says top openers by gender.
Whoa.
So things you can see. So if you're a woman, women are 40. I love, you're going to love so much, Stacey.
Oh, boy.
Women are 40% more likely to respond to messages about food.
Yes! Listen!
Do you know what this means? This means my smoother crunchy peanut butter line
is legit. Is,
yeah, but it's for girls.
Uh-oh.
I gotta move past that.
So do you talk about steak?
No, not food.
Oh.
To the guys.
Oh.
Not food. The food.
No food.
Guys need to address their one-liners to be about food. Like the examples they gave are chocolate, red velvet, or funfetti.
Oh, so my favorite cake flavors.
Exactly.
Listen, they play me like a fiddle.
And then the next one would be best discovery, Netflix or avocados.
What?
Yeah, I know it's random, but apparently girls will answer to that.
Oh, do you know what mine was?
What? Tell me.
Like crunchy or creamy?
That's what Chelsea always says to people.
This is, you know what? That's what Chelsea always said until I hit a point where I started saying creamy or smooth. Like a dumbass. And then people would be like, pretty sure those are the exact same thing.
Bum, bum,
and I'm like, well, spoiler alert, you know which one I like.
Oh my
God. So, yes, apparently I am using the correct pickup line just for my own gender.
Oh, never mind.
I mean,
now, mind
you. If you want to tell us something, it's okay.
I don't. I don't want to tell anybody that. I like boys. okay, so 40% of women. Now, this just shows how men are. 98%. Men are 98% more likely to respond to an assertive message.
I already knew.
So, yeah. So, it's free this week, drinks tomorrow, that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. So, I just need to just buckle down and say stuff.
Right?
I just need to talk.
I mean, as Jared and I, we've known each other for years, and so he always told me, he's like, listen, he's like, men are stupid, women are crazy. And to put it that in adult terms, it's just, you know, men are very simple and women are complex. So men are just like, shoot it straight at me. And I'm just like, well, you know, there's a variety of reasons. I was thinking,
you're very wise.
Know. He is.
You're very
wise. His years.
I told him, yeah. Guys are stupid. Women are crazy. Sorry, but it's true.
No, it's real.
No, that seems here. Correct.
It's true.
But okay. It's also, well, now that when women do that, it's to be more aggressive because guys are, as you say, pussies.
Yep, and, that's real. That's real.
They don't know how to talk to women. And so
see,
women,
that's why a guy needs a good
nowadays.
Wingman. I'm an excellent wingman.
Wing woman.
Well, I'm a wing woman, but right. But wingman sounds better.
Right? I am too. I think I am.
I just need...
I'm great at doing it for other people. When it comes to myself, I'm like...
Are you great
I just
at
joke
doing
around.
It?
Like, I'm fine. And then once I know their interest, I'm like, I'm...
Shoes.
cake. Red velvet chocolate funfetti.
Oh my gosh, what's over there? Just walk to the corner and stand there. Okay, so let's get to... First impressions.
Whatever. This is like our fourth time
first
doing it.
First impressions.
Thank you, Jared.
I figured it out based off of what Jared did.
So you don't even pay attention to me, but you pay attention to our guests. You go out with someone else on a Tuesday to our place. Whatever.
Stacey.
Talk to me about
okay.
your first impressions.
So this guy's name is Vaughn. And
name's Vaughn.
And he is 44.
I mean, okay. Save him for Angie.
Oh, Angie. Oh, my God, Angie, you'd love this guy.
Oh, God. I don't want to know.
And he kind of looks like he just runs a funeral home.
Oh, my goodness.
No, not oh, my goodness. That's not, no.
No, but the one of the ventures that was working.
Oh, yeah.
App for funerals. That's what I was like, hey.
There's a link. Right. It's back. We're taking you back to Philly. Philly changed Stacey.
Oh, God.
Anyways, so his message is, fave pickup line coming. And then the next message says, does this smell like chloroform?
Oh, that was that Dave secretly?
No, this guy's a real person.
Okay,
look, he's got a kid.
Dave used to joke about that. Oh.
He looks like he runs a funeral home.
I mean...
Or he's Dr. Frankenstein's...
Hey, maybe that's why
assistant.
He's attracted to you. He saw your Halloween costume.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. This next one, which is so funny. Oh, my God. I didn't even pick this. This guy's name is Vesuvius.
Yes. Mount Vesuvius. Thank you.
His age is 69, but it's
Come
not.
On.
It's not.
So he's really 20.
So he's super mature.
Gross.
I feel like I need to do it with how many vowels are in each word.
Oh, no.
Hi.
That's how I say my messages. Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi. Wow, wow, wow. You look so pretty. And you have an amazing smile.
This is a teenage girl.
What you doing, beautiful?
Teenage.
W-H-A-T-C-H. What you doing?
Wow.
That's why you're like, what your name is? I was like, oh, look at that. Yeah, man, right?
Come on, people.
Can I share one of mine?
Yes, Jared, tell me. What's her name? What's her name? Do you want one? Violet?
Venus.
Violet.
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 You're turning Violet. Violet.
Well, Violet went on. I'm looking at my app right now.
Yes, I love this so much.
Okay. Full disclosure, I didn't mean to super like you. I meant to look at your pictures, but I'm way okay that I liked you.
I like
I
it.
Say full disclosure. Wait, Chels, was it you?
It wasn't me.
Okay.
Is this Tinder or Bumble, Jared?
Well, it's a super like, so it can only
be
one.
Oh, it's Tinder.
Thing.
Yeah,
Tinder.
It's Tinder. So, Tinder shows up by location. There's no way it's me. Jared's in L.A.
We had that problem in Philly, like trying to get an Uber, and it had the person like Indiana because that was the last time they used an Uber. And we're like, no, Philadelphia, Philadelphia.
Like, what's happening?
So we had to like call and cancel, and then it messes up your account. It was bad.
This next one, his name is Virgil.
Yay!
If I were to flip a coin, what are the chances I'm getting head?
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Pass. Next. I'm just,
Stacey's so mad. Gosh. And there's nobody else in the audience to say something witty.
Right? So now you're just dead air.
Now
you're just, like,
she's like, I didn't like
now
it.
Now last week was the worst.
Those no, were those were bad.
Worst.
Those were bad.
Oh, like how do these people live with themselves? I pray you get delivered, sir. You don't need that.
You'll be proud of me. This one I talked back to. Jared, let me know if you have another one, because I'll stop.
Well, I'm going through them right now. Don't worry.
I like it. He's such a team player.
Valentino.
Ooh.
Valentino sent me. Valentino is 26. Ugh. Mm. Just so you know, it's so
puppies.
Yeah,
he's a baby.
And he sends. Why don't you send a picture? You know, something for me. Winky face. And then I respond. You're gonna be so proud of me. I responded with, "Oh no!" Period. My camera exploded. Period. And then I sent another one. I said, I'm working on a hand-drawn caricature now. I'll mail it to you. And he said, oh, why don't you just... No, I don't want you to mail it. Then you have to know my address.
Oh, my God!
I'm like, okay, honey. Okay, it's bad.
Ridiculous.
It's bad.
Ridiculous.
I have two more.
Right. Jared, did you find one?
Oh, give me a second. Keep going.
Oh, okay, no worries.
This guy, his name was Valiant.
Ooh, Prince Valiant.
Not so much, but...
Oh, he's that frog.
I should probably just call him Valium if you read this.
Oh.
So I try all sorts of random questions that I send. I don't know. You know, you gotta see. Who knows what's gonna come back. Sometimes I try really weird ones, and those are the ones that come back, and then I regret it immediately. But this guy, I just sent, what would you say your biggest fear is? I don't know. I don't know why I wanted to know that. That's not even a good thing.
Went deep.
And then he sends, going a week without drinking. What's yours? And I was like, without drinking? And he goes, did I stutter? And I was like, well, if you're drinking like I think you are, you probably did.
Whoa. Was that the one you had in mind for Angie?
What? What'd you say, Jared?
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah. Man. Burn. I felt pretty good about that. But no, I was saying the funeral guy would be good for Angie.
Oh.
Just because does this smell like chloroform. Sad kitty.
Oh.
Don't be sad. Don't
Only
be sad, kitty.
He has a star lab. She's so cool.
Okay, the last one I have is really bad, Stacey.
Oh, boy.
So, Jared, I'm going to need you to have a response because Stacey's not going to have one.
Earmuffs.
Are you ready?
All right, tell it, Chelsea.
Okay. I was like, wait, where'd he go?
Right?
Vincent? V- Vincent. Vincent. Sure. Did we already do that one?
No, we just did Van Gogh.
I destroy every chair in the world, so you'd have to sit on my face.
Oh, well. Well.
Well.
That's a lot of wasted energy.
That's why God created couches.
Thank you.
You coming through with the wind? Yes.
Praise God.
All right, Jared, you got any more? I'm out.
No worries if you don't.
It's because girls are normal. Because they're not going to send anything unless they're going to be like, hey, DTF. They're not going to be like, hey, do you have a banana in your pants or are you just happy to see me? Like, That's
oh, well, you know, here's some funny ones that I did. Like,
oh, give me the ones you've done. Oh, that makes me happy.
Oh, God.
You know, like when girls do, like, you know, those mirror shots of themselves?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Or, like the split photo of themselves?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like two photos, but one.
Yes.
I don't know what you guys call that. So I tried to roll one girl, like, I can't believe how much you and your twin look so much alike.
Oh, that's great.
Of course, gets a response.
Of course, no, they're both me.
Oh,
and the conversation goes just like that, like dead air. Like, yep, I'm done.
Yep, you're not funny. All right, anyway,
right? Did you see what was it like a couple weeks ago? How hands-free selfies were the thing. So it's like you hit the
timer,
and then you like throw your phone, so you're like this, and then you catch it. Yeah.
Why would you throw your phone?
Well, not throw
ever.
It, but toss it in the air, and then you know.
See,
catch
Chelsea
it.
Would do this wrong. She'd be like, "Ready?"
And break her mirror. Did it get my reflection? Why is it split into 30 pieces? Oh no!
Oh man!
Oh no!
Oh no, Mr. Bill.
Ridiculous! Oh man! Well, this was good.
Yeah, Jared. Thank you for
what?
Calling in.
Of course.
Yay. Thanks,
I wish
best
you
friend.
Lived closer. We could do this all the time.
Oh, I get to
all
see him in like a month and a half.
You lucky little.
Yay. I was jokingly thinking this is like secretly like our parents' like dream, because like for the longest time our parents wanted us to get together. So I'm like, oh, we're going to spend Christmas together. This is like our parents' dream.
When are you going to make an honest woman out of my Stacy?
I haven't been dishonest yet, Chelsea.
If we ever got together, she'd have to make an honest man out of me. That's the
yeah, thing. That's true. That's true.
I'm not going to repeat that quote that you said one time because I don't want to put your business out there.
Stacy's a good friend. Stacy's a good friend.
I try to.
Anyway.
Well, she's my best friend.
Well, duh. Anyway, we know everybody's had a pretty stressful week.
Yes.
So we just wanted to make sure everybody had some laughs.
Yes.
And I had a good date.
Yay. It's impossible. Things are happening every day. So thanks again, Jared, for calling in all the way from the West
Thank
Coast.
Thank you, Jared.
West Coast,
yes. LA.
Yes, and thank you, everyone, for just laughing
yeah,
at us this week.
We like it.
Yay.
I love how we're like acting like we're going to say goodbye, but Jess isn't in here
right?
to cut us off.
Right?
By the way, Sound Girl Jess. She's working triple? Double time.
She's doing triple
no, she's doing double time.
Right, but Jess,
so
our beautiful
okay.
sound engineer.
She's got two shows.
I got one more for you.
Yes! Oh!
But this is a girl's profile, and I had to take a Snapchat of it because I thought it was hilarious.
Love it.
What Ooh. She wrote on here.
Was her name Valencia?
Valencia, sure, Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
Valencia says, how about Valencia? Is it okay to use the same description here as I used to sell my car? White, good condition, reliable, cheap, no evidence of rear end damage, must be.
Oh, no! Okay. I love this so much.
Oh my goodness, this is full circle. So, if you were to describe yourself like you did your current vehicle, what would that be like? Penelope, she's black. She is very clean. She gets herself taken care of weekly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, always got to.
Stacy.
Well, no, Stacy. I mean like vacuumed and like wiped down and all that stuff. Dang it, guys. You ruined it. She's reliable.
No, Stacey, you did that to yourself.
I didn't mean it like that. She goes to church twice a week. She is in really good condition.
She's in great shape.
She really is. Oh, girl. And she likes the snow. Perfect.
Oh, see?
Four-wheel drive.
See?
Yes.
That's not good.
How is that bad? How is that bad?
Stacey, that's not...
What is the euphemism?
Jared.
What is the euphemism that I'm missing?
Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive. How do you make that... filthy. I really don't know.
That's me. I can make it that filthy in a heartbeat.
I can make that so filthy.
All right. Pass. Pass.
I
can make it. I can make it filthy and you're not going to be happy.
I'm not going to like it. Stacey's going to be sad. Stacey's going to want to go home.
You can drive over whatever you'd like in life. You know, up and down.
I was thinking
around.
Just, you know, four-wheel drive means that you have all four wheels are
what?
In control. What? You have four limbs, Stacey. Get on board.
But I mean, still, it doesn't sound like...
Okay.
You're still not understanding it.
I'm not. That's why I'm...
But Jared, you get what I'm going at, right?
I know you two get it.
Well,
this is why
wow.
you two were fake.
Wow.
No!
Stacey, it's almost like back in the day when that Vivian girl said, I don't understand what it means to make my knees touch my elbow.
I love
God.
It when you make a knees touch your elbows
no, so
and bring it
this,
down low.
She was a cheerleader, and she's just like, I don't know what it means to make your knees touch your elbow. So she puts her elbow, like, pointed up in the air, and she kicks her leg up so her knee hits her elbow. And I'm like, Jared, dump her. I'm like, I can't deal with her.
Hey, Jess is
Hi,
here.
Hi, Jess.
We had so much fun.
Yay.
How are you, Jess?
I'm good.
Good.
We gave a
How
delicious...
you ladies doing?
We're doing well.
We're doing well. We're explaining stuff to Stacey, the
yes.
ins and outs.
They were making dirty
downs.
Jokes. They didn't get
we're
it.
We're talking
I
about the birds
like
and the bees.
The birds and the bees. The birds and the bees are
the
real.
Two people really like each other. But yeah, this
they
week was
spill
fun.
Beer in their purse.
No, this is
well,
awesome.
As we all, Stacey knows, but my roommate Neil was listening to this conversation.
Hi, Neil. Oh my goodness.
Neil says hello, but he says he would love to be a guest for these weeks.
Yes.
So fun fact about Neil, he was on last week's episode of The Middle on ABC.
Nice.
Neil is an actor/model.
Heck yeah. My friend Bree just got a job on This Is Us on
what?
ABC.
Hey, Bree.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yay.
Fall TV, fall
oh,
TV.
Oh.
All right.
Whoa.
Hey.
Well, thank you again
thank
so
you
much,
so much, Jared.
Jared.
We had so much fun.
That's
we love it when
Jared.
You call in.
Anytime.
Heck yeah.
Yay.
Thanks, Neil, for listening.
Oh, yay. Oh, Neil's great.
Well, I'm Stacey.
I'm Chelsea.
And, I'm
and this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Imagine Theater's first ever video game night takes place on November 16th at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. Hosted by Activate's own Bailey Ray, you can play against friends and enemies in the newest sports games on the hottest systems. Get your hands on the latest in virtual reality or enjoy retro living rooms with the systems to match. Drink and food specials including an all-you-can-eat taco and nacho bar, as well as door prizes and giveaways all night. Space is limited, so go to ActivateGaming.com/imagine to reserve your spot today. That's ACTIV, the number 8, gaming.com/imagine. We'll be right back.